Gadget, shh. Gadget, you'll wake my dad up.
Oh, you kids are really doing this early morning hiking thing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, who's there?
Judah?
Wyatt?
And God called the dry land
Earth.
And the gathering together of the waters he called
Seas.
And God saw that it was good.
It is good.
Miss Jean, join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. It's early here in Discovery Mountain. The sun isn't even up yet, but there's a light on at Jamie's house. Oh, and at Kayla's and at Wyatt's. And something smells good. Miss Michelle must be busy at the cafe already. Well, Jamie's secret plan involves a hike and some faith exercise, too. Come on, let's join them in today's episode called In 6 Days.
Gadget. Come on, boy, I thought you were coming with me. Fine, then we'll go on our early morning adventure without you. Shh, you'll wake up Mom and Natasha. Come on, get out of bed, you silly dog. Wyatt will be here any minute. Gadget, I know it's colder out here than in my nice cozy bed. Now, come on, last night when I asked Mom if I could go on this early morning hike, you were super excited, remember? Last night, you barked and begged me to take you with us. But now the floor is too cold. I thought you were tougher than this, Gadget. Fine, go back to sleep. I'm going on my fun adventure. Now, where did I put that flashlight? Oh, here it is.
Oh, good, you're ready.
Yep, let's go.
Wait for Gadget.
No, he's being lazy this morning.
Oh, he's right behind you.
Oh, good boy, Gadget. Come on.
Do you think Kayla will be awake?
I don't know. She was up awfully late.
She was?
Yeah, she texted me at 11 o'clock to ask what pregnant cats like to eat.
Oh, no. Well, her light's on.
Not quietly. Don't wake Officer Lewis up.
Hey, guys.
You ready?
Yeah, let me just grab...
Gadget, shh.
Gadget, you'll wake my dad up.
Oh, you kids are really doing this early morning hiking thing?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Gadget woke you up, Officer Lewis.
Ah, now I see what Gadget was barking at.
Come here, Stormy, snuggle into my backpack.
You're really taking Stormy with you?
I don't want to leave her here alone. She's having babies.
Kayla, I'm here. And Stormy's a perfectly healthy tabby cat. She can pretty much take care of herself.
I just want her with me.
All right, honey. Now, be careful on lookout ledge. Mind the guardrail. All right, Gadget. Keep an eye on them. Bye.
Bye, Dad. Come on, let's go.
Jamie, Kayla, it smells like a bakery outside.
Oh, it does.
Miss Michelle must be up early baking for the cafe.
Oh, my stomach is growling. I wish I packed a snack.
Well, just plug your nose while you walk past the cafe, Wyatt. It already smells delicious from this far away.
Oh, it just smells so good.
You guys, this is fun. I'm glad Natasha challenged us in Bible class the other day. Otherwise, we might not be doing this.
I just wish I'd slept a little longer last night.
Instead of internet searching what pregnant cats eat?
Yeah, exactly.
Judah, could you please dry these dishes?
Yeah, I got them.
Thank you, son. Just the mixing bowl and the dough hook from the machine are left.
Oh, those cinnamon rolls smell so good.
They do, don't they? They should be finished in, 39 seconds and counting.
I think I have time to go back to bed before school starts.
You do. Judah, a year ago, did you ever imagine us doing this?
Getting up in the dark and baking cinnamon rolls for your cafe in Discovery Mountain?
Yeah.
Never in a million years.
You're a great assistant in the kitchen. And you're a good son, too.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not just doing this to be a good son. You're still paying me, right?
Yes, yes. I haven't forgotten that part.
Good. I have a big trip coming up to Oshkosh and...
Oh, cinnamon rolls are ready.
Ooh, I want to watch.
They're perfect.
They smell good. I'll take the trash out for you and then I'm going back to bed.
All right, son. Thanks.
Goodness. It's cold out here this early. Hey, who's there?
Judah?
Wyatt?
Judah, shh, you'll wake up the neighborhood.
Jamie, Kayla, what are you guys doing out here?
We're going on a hike up to Lookout Ledge. We're doing Natasha's challenge.
Your what? Wyatt, why is your nose plugged?
It's because the cafe smells like a bakery all the way over at my house, and now that we're close, the smell is so good, Wyatt can't handle it.
Oh, my mom and I made cinnamon rolls.
Oh, you're killing us here.
Sorry about that. So, what are you guys doing?
Well, the other day, Natasha challenged us to read the creation story from the Bible. To really read it for ourselves, not hear it from our parents or remember it from a picture book.
Oh, wow, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, so we're going up Lookout Ledge to read it and then watch the sunrise.
Judah? Oh, I thought I heard voices. You kids are up pretty early.
Oh, Miss Michelle, it smells so good.
Do you want to come in for a cinnamon roll?
Oh, yes.
We would love to, but we plan to hike up to Lookout Ledge. Remember, Wyatt?
The hike sounds like fun.
Oh, come with us, Judah.
Oh, Mom, would you mind?
I don't mind.
I mind. Oh, those cinnamon rolls.
Judah, go put your hiking boots on. Wyatt, I'll wrap up some cinnamon buns for you. You can eat them up at Lookout Ledge.
Awesome. Okay, guys, I'll be right back.
Oh, thank you, Miss Michelle.
Oh, do you want to come with us?
Oh, thanks, Jamie, but I've been up baking since 4 a.m. It's time for me to take a nap. You kids have fun.
Miss Michelle, do you think cats can eat cinnamon rolls?
I wouldn't recommend cats or dogs eat them, but I do have a few treats. I'll be right back.
Yeah, now you're glad you got out of bed, aren't you, boy? Oh, this hike always takes longer than I remember.
We're almost at the top.
Oh, come on, you two. We found the perfect spot.
Yes, Gadget. You're faster than me. Almost there.
Look, if we sit on these rocks here, we'll see the sun come up.
Okay, they almost look comfortable.
All right, everyone, take a cinnamon roll, courtesy of my mom.
Oh, finally.
Thanks, Judah.
Yummy.
Oh, no, my flashlight battery died.
Here, I have extras. My dad insisted.
All right. Thank you, Officer Lewis.
Oh, these cinnamon rolls taste as good as they smelled.
My mom has perfected the recipe. Oh, here, she even packed napkins.
Oh, good. Thanks.
All right, good. Let there be light.
Genesis chapter 1.
So, who's going to read?
I don't know. How about we all take turns?
Good idea. Just a minute. Can I have a napkin, Judah?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Jamie, this was your idea, so why don't you start?
I will. Oh, wow.
What?
I'm still remembering the first time I read something here in Discovery Mountain.
Oh, yeah, how could you forget that?
You can hear the story almost come to life in your imagination.
I remember how scared you were.
Right? I know, I didn't know how special Discovery Mountain is.
Okay, let's start reading, before the sun rises.
All right, here we go. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said,
"Let there be light."
And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day.
And then God said,
"Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
Thus God made the firmament, and divided it from the waters which were under the firmament, from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament
heaven.
So the evening and the morning were the second day.
Then God said,
let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear.
And it was so. And God called the dry land
earth.
And the gathering together of the waters he called
seas.
And God saw that it was good.
It is good. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit trees that yield fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth.
And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day.
Then God said,
let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth.
And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. He made the sun and the moon and the stars. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness.
It is good.
The evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Then God said,
let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures. And let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens.
So God created the creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind.
It is good.
And God blessed them, saying,
be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth.
So the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
Are you hearing the Bible story too? God's creation is so beautiful. Well, let's take a short break and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, speaker director of The Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Find out how you can receive a Discovery Mountain t-shirt as a thank you gift. Call us at 1-877-566-7365 today. That's 877-566-7365.
We're listening to the creation story with Jamie, Kayla, Wyatt, and Judah up on Lookout Ledge. Let's join them and see if we can hear some more.
Then God said,
let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind.
And it was so. And God made the beast on the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind.
It is good.
Then God said,
let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
Out of the ground, the Lord God brought every beast of the field and every bird of the air to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name.
Adam, look at this one.
Monkey.
And how about this one?
Eagle.
And here, look at this.
Cat.
Stormy, that's you.
But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
Then God blessed them and said to them,
Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food.
And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made.
It is very good.
Eve, this is a giraffe.
Hello, giraffe. Aren't you beautiful?
So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
The heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Did you guys hear that too?
I did.
Me too.
Yeah, I've never read the creation story for myself this way. God is amazing.
He really is. He created everything we can see in just 6 days.
Well, we can't exactly see anything yet. The sun still isn't up.
Well, you know what I mean.
And God rested on the seventh day.
He made the seventh day different. What did it say?
God blessed it and sanctified it.
The seventh day. My favorite day of the week.
Me too.
Me three. Ouch.
Wyatt, are you okay?
I just poked my hand.
Let me see. Oh, you got a thistle in your hand. Hold still.
Ouch.
I got the thistle out. You'll be all right now.
Do you think that God created weeds?
Well, the weeds wouldn't have been in the Garden of Eden. God's creation was perfect.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I can't imagine Adam and Eve with a thistle like this. Ouch.
So the weeds came after Adam and Eve sinned then?
That's in Genesis chapter 3. Should we read that part too?
It's sad that God's creation was spoiled by sin.
But it's still beautiful.
And everything turns out right in the end.
Let's read about it. I don't want to leave before the sun rises.
Me neither. Genesis chapter 3.
Kayla, Jamie, Wyatt, and Judah are enjoying reading up at Lookout Ledge and waiting for the sun to rise. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to join them.
Hi, I'm Michelle Snuts, and I play Michelle Harris. Part of my regular job is to let you know about what's happening here at Discovery Mountain. I invite you to sign up for our online newsletter. Visit discoverymountain.com and sign up. I'll personally send you updates each week with the latest on our episodes, production, and more. Visit discoverymountain.com and sign up for the online newsletter today.
Hi, parents and teachers. Director Doug here. Here at Discovery Mountain, we like to exercise our faith. We've created a faith exercise workbook to help your children and students dig a little deeper. Each workbook contains age-specific, engaging activities and coloring pages based on the seasonal Bible story. Find the faith exercise workbooks at discoverymountain.com/store and exercise your faith today.
Let's join Judah, Wyatt, Jamie, and Kayla back up at Lookout Ledge. They're reading about what happened after God created the world, when God's creation stopped being perfect. Let's join them and listen.
Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman,
Did God really say, you must not eat of the fruit of any of the trees in the garden?
We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, no, God told us so.
You must not eat it, or touch it, or you will die.
You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
So when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some.
Ooh, it looks delicious.
She ate it, and also gave some to her husband, who was with her.
Here, taste some of this fruit, Adam.
Okay.
And he ate it.
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked.
Don't look!
Here, cover yourself with these.
They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Adam! Eve!
Quick, hide!
Yes, behind the tree!
Adam! Where are you?
I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. I hid myself.
Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?
Oh, the woman you gave to me. She gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate.
What is this that you have done?
The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
For Adam and Eve, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord God said,
"The man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever."
Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken.
That's so sad.
I know. I might cry.
Really? Me too.
Sin wasn't God's plan. He created our world to be perfect.
I'm glad that the story doesn't end there.
What do you mean, Wyatt?
Well, I can't remember exactly, but Jake and I were studying this a while ago. There's a promise here that God will send Jesus to save us.
Of course, Jesus saves us from sin.
There's a promise of Jesus right here in Genesis 3?
Yeah, I think it's, let's see, verse 15. When God said that he would put enmity between the woman and the serpent, between her seed and his seed.
Let's ask Natasha about that in class today.
Oh, you guys, look at the sunrise.
Oh, the sky is orange.
Look at the mountain peaks light up.
God's creation is stunning, and he created all this in 6 days. Wow. Stormy.
Gadget.
Oh, that's what they're looking at.
A lizard. Whoa, look at him.
Oh, I'm gonna catch him.
You can't catch him. He'll run off as soon as you try.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't run off when Stormy meowed or Gadget barked.
Yeah, he doesn't seem too afraid of us. Look at him warming himself in the sun.
He's the king of Lookout Ledge. Gracie would love him.
Let's take him down the mountain with us.
You guys.
That's not the best idea.
Judah, sneak to the other side of the rock and open your backpack.
Okay, and you'll scare him my way.
Oh, you got it. Oh, come on.
I agree, Stormy.
Gadget, you sit here beside me, boy. I don't want you helping them.
Oh, come on, lizard. Come here.
I got him.
Oh, come on, you guys. We have to show everyone at school.
Stop wiggling, lizard. We aren't going to hurt you. Gracie's going to love you.
Let's go. Gadget, lead the way.
A lizard. Director Doug, did you ever catch a lizard before?
A lizard? No, but when I was young, we used to catch salamanders. They're actually amphibians, but they look like lizards and were a lot of fun to catch.
My husband and I used to swim in a lake called Lizard Lake. It was actually full of newts. It was really fun, too. Well, this story we're listening to, I hope that it ends well.
And that Gracie likes the lizard.
We'll have to wait until our next episode to find out, won't we?
We will. Miss Jean, I really enjoyed listening to the creation story.
You know, I did too. I'm glad that Jamie suggested reading it up on Lookout Ledge.
I could hear it and picture it all in my mind. How about you?
Yeah, I could too. And you know, the story ended with Adam and Eve leaving the garden. But it isn't the end of the story.
No, Wyatt was right. Jesus is the answer.
And he is promised right at the Garden of Eden, right when Adam and Eve sinned. We'll hear more about that in our next episode, too.
Hearing this creation story again exercised my faith. I've known this story my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
God created everything in 6 days. He's a great God.
Yeah, he created the monkeys and the eagles.
And the lizards.
Yeah. God looked out at his creation and said that it was good. In fact, Genesis 1:31 says, "Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day."
God created a wonderfully beautiful world for us to enjoy.
Yeah, and my faith grows when I'm reminded of that. Well, Director Doug, I wonder how Jake is doing on his dinosaur dig.
Oh, that reminds me. He did send another postcard.
He did? Oh, good. Could we share it with our listeners again?
Sure, I'll put it on the website, discoverymountain.com. Just scroll down to the Director Doug area.
Perfect. I have so many questions, like, who is the professor? And is Jake messing up the dig? You know, because he's Jake. And so many more questions.
Well, I read the postcard, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
All right. Well, until next time then, visit Director Doug at the website and be sure to join us again next time for part 6 of this story series called In the Beginning.
And keep exercising your faith.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, L1H7V4. This is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain, where every day is an exercise in faith.